This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists want to fight. They're going to get one. James Leslie Rawls, I want to thank you for spending so much time with us. SurvivalBlog.com. I always say when you know about your novels, and you don't ever want to get into those, you talk about what's happening in the world, but people should go read them, because stuff he wrote 20 years ago, 15 years ago, is prescient. But by exposing these possible futures, I think we can also avoid them, and I think we have a shot at that. But in the last 4 minutes we've got left, other points you'd like to add?
Well, Alex, I just want to encourage all your listeners to be vigilant and to not back off on their individual and family preparedness, because although a lot of people have become complacent since Trump was elected, the reality is that we're at greater risk than ever.
That's right. Now is the time for maximum vigilance. We've only gotten a beachhead here. This is when the now I'm just saying that to keep the audience growing or whatever. If there wasn't these problems, I would be on the air once a week. I'm sick of all this. I'm totally obsessed with it because it's a war. We're not just here saying this. We've got to be more ready than ever. In fact, Soros and his people could set a nuke off, couldn't they?
They certainly could. And if it's not an atomic nuke, it could be a financial nuke. They could, just by manipulating interest rates by just a few percentage points, throw our economy and the global economy into a depression worse than the depression of the 1930s. They could do that very quickly with just one board meeting. So, folks, now is not the time to be complacent.
Well, I know this. Trump's reached out to all his enemies and asked them to stop it and to go on a course of productivity and freedom, because he didn't know how many had been bullied into globalism and this eugenics model. And Carlos Slim came and said he wants to be nice, and he's telling people to be nice. I'm not saying he's a good guy. But the point is, notice Soros and all them are just doubling down, and so many of the elite are. They really are arrogant. Don't they get, even if they destroy Trump, it's a Pyrrhic victory? They destroy themselves?
Well, in effect, yes, they will. Although I think what they're really hoping for is to silence Trump, quash his agenda, and institute their global governance. I don't think they're going to get there.
I agree. Isn't the journey's the destination? Him exposing globalism kills it. And looking at this, I think Savage, I don't think Savage is wrong, but I think the Blitzkrieg technique is absolutely essential for Trump.
Well, yes. At this point, Trump cannot back down. He cannot soft pedal and try to assuage the Democratic side of the aisle.
No, they want his head on a pike.
There's going to be no teamwork with the Democrats. I think that's what the current Speaker of the House.
Oh, yeah, they're all walking out on these confirmations. Never before happened.
Well, Trump, I think, will do best if he keeps doing exactly what he's doing.
He knows that.
He'll make good on his campaign promises. He will scale back government. He will roll back regulation and unleash the economic engine that's really there.
Let me ask you this in 60 seconds. You should come back soon to answer this. What do we do if they kill him?
Say again?
What do we do if they kill him?
Well, we live in a society that is very polarized, and we have an opportunity here to really come together and to push back against world government. We have the opportunity to rally behind Trump and make it happen. And the powers that be really want to see Trump fail.
Yeah, I can feel it in my gut. They're planning to kill him. So yeah, what does your gut tell you?
I think they want to kill him. They may have the opportunity, but they will not kill the spirit of liberty.
I agree. They will not kill the spirit. And that's what Trump understands. All right, thank you. Thank you, James Rosie Rawls. We'll be back with our next guest. Stay with us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now well into the third hour of this worldwide transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a very informed gentleman, Kevin Martin of KevinMartin.info, joining us. I've seen some of his other videos in the street. Just great the way he confronts these people, and they don't know what to say because they're all brainwashed into what color somebody's skin is. It's crazy. And his website, again, is KevinMartin.info. It's a nice website. He is a sales coach, business consultant, and motivational speaker. He represents the conservative movement and the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. He is also involved in community representation for two main reasons: to encourage the millennial generation to be involved in the community at the local level, and because it's imperative that my generation begin to fight for our future. That's excellent. That's why everybody should be politically involved, because there's people out there representing what you stand for. They say, you know, you're for Trump, so you must be a racist. Or you're against Obamacare, you must be a racist, or you're for Trump, you must be a homophobe, and then you can't ever find me doing any of those things or saying those things. It's just not true. It's like Milo getting attacked with flame bombs. Molotov cocktails in the news is like, oh, look at the flamethrower Milo. And Robert Wright goes on TV and says it was right-wingers rioting in Berkeley. And there's video of the people, mainly white people, screaming, you're effing white males, beating up women. I mean, since when is all this acceptable? These people have gone crazy. Here's a clip of Kevin. I believe I'm going from memory. I believe this was during the Women's March in D.C. He correct me if I'm wrong, but we're teleprompter free here. It was like a week ago. I wanted to get him on, so I'm kind of going back in time from when I saw the video. Like, I haven't seen it since then. Let's roll that and refresh our memory right now. Here it is.
No, I haven't been cracked. This is what I live. This is what I breathe. This is what I live. I'm being honest with you. You allow Black Lives Matter on campus, but you don't allow white power on campus. Why not? It's the same. No. Both are hatred, but neither are productive. So if you denounce Black one, denounce matter. The other. Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. That's what. I'm being honest with you, bro. I'm being honest with you.
They post? Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you something. You're going to say something. Show. But let me be honest with you. I just want to say this, right? I want to tell you something right now. African Americans make up 13% of the population, yet commit over 50% of the violent gun and drug crime in the United States.
And you don't think there's a problem with
that? No, that's true. It's 55%.
Okay.
Right? So 95% of that is to other blacks. So me as an African American, I have a 2,000 times more likelihood to be shot and killed by another black man leaving this event than I do by a white person, a police officer, a neo-Nazi.
So you don't think that's a problem?
2,000 times more percent. I mean, us as African Americans, we're killing each other. That's what the real problem is.
Yo, this is a reverse mirror. She wants to be talking.
I'm being honest with you. That's what the problem is. That's what the problem is. This is me and my brother right here. We got to stand together, man. Listen. I'm being honest. If Obama would have stood up and said, look, we're killing each other, we've got a problem within the African American community, he would have been phenomenal. But he's going to make a white people and
walked away.
Yeah. And there you left, man. I'm being honest. I'm 2,000 times more likely to be shot and killed by another black man leaving this event today, tonight, than I am any other race, color, creed, or police officer. That's where the pain comes, man. That's sad. I can't hang out in black neighborhoods. I can't do that because it's a risk for me. It's a risk. It's sad. There's a problem within the African American community.
That's right.
That it needs to be addressed. Obama didn't address it because he wanted the black vote, and Al Sharpton didn't address it because he's making millions of dollars off of victimizing African Americans. Trust me. I know how that is.
That's Kevin Martin, and I tell you, I hope we can work with him. Some as a reporter out in D.C. I know he's out of Pennsylvania, and we're asking for a second, but I think that was the Women's March. But the point is that, and we're going to go to him right now, that I don't sit there and want to stop 51% of black people being aborted because I have white guilt. I feel as a human freaked out by that. And it's not some white savior thing either. That's a person. And the whole left, the whole Democratic Party is literally, the history is the KKK. They literally set up the whole liberal movement to get control of black communities as a beta test how to wreck the family, and they've done it. And now they've moved on to everybody else. And I'm sitting here watching this, and then I get screamed at when I was at that march probably 300 times, you're an effing white male, by weird white women. And the reason I point that out is, I'm an effing white male, and their husbands all walk behind them like they're slaves. How about walk right beside each other? It's a cult, and they're so kooky that I can't believe it. But what's incredible is, I'm white, so they're not going to listen to me for whatever reason. Either the black folks, the white folks, whatever, they just don't listen once they're a liberal. But if you're black, and as well-spoken as I am, or even better, they all had to just freak out, had their mouths hanging open, because he was giving them real statistics, and they couldn't scream, you're an effing white male, because that's the devil now. See, before, the KKK says black people are the devil, and now it's flipped around where white people are the devil, but it's weird white people, like that lady for the DNC, saying, I'm going to keep control of the whites and make sure they don't get any privilege and that you get the privilege. And then crazy-looking black people behind her nodding their heads. I mean, like, what? I mean, this is it's like a KKK rally. That is it's the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. So, Kevin Martin joins us. KevinMartin.info. Very impressed, my friend, out there in the courage you've got, because I know they tend to attack folks, the fascists, call themselves anti-fascists, especially the, quote, minorities I saw trying to get into the Trump inauguration. They were going after them on purpose. I guess they didn't want them on TV, but wow. Remember, that was D.C., right?
That would have been, that was actually, it was in D.C., but that was at the inauguration.
Okay, good. There's so many videos, I get them all scrambled. Oh, yeah, there's an article we'll put on screen. So just break down who you are, where you come from, what you're doing, and because I love the fact that the white lady just freaked out and ran off, but the black guys that were obviously there probably buying into all the brainwashing, you've, like, unlocked their mind just like that.
Yes, well, first of all, I'd like to say thanks for having me. I'm a big supporter of you. I've been following you for a while now. I'm 24. I'm from Lebanon County. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Harrisburg area, which is Lebanon County. I currently reside in Lehigh County. Sales and marketing coach, business consultant, young millennial, I'm conservative, Republican. And I just believe, you know, I believe in President Trump, and I believe in the conservative movement. When I grew up, the way I was raised, we hunted, we fished, we played outside, we went to church on Sunday morning, hard work and honesty was valued, and conservative values were always seen as a positive. So I say, listen, it's time for us to fight for those conservative values, which we hold so near to our heart, and ultimately, you know, work together in unity and love and respect, in building a community that will inspire the world.
That's beautifully said. Obviously, there's more than just a clip we saw on the internet. What was it like at the inauguration? I mean, I wasn't even looking for trouble. They were just beating women up all around me, and I was going to cops saying do something. It turned out they were ordered not to. They were wearing pink hats the next day, and we had to get in altercations trying to stop women getting attacked. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, well, it was unbelievable. I mean, I was down there at the inauguration. I had a good seat there at the inauguration, but going there, I mean, it was crazy because it was. You look on one side of the, aisle, and everybody's happy, rejoicing, obviously Trump supporters. And then you look on the other side of the aisle, and it's people that are just having mental breakdowns, that are getting violent, that are, you know, throwing, human feces and trash and water bottles and beating people up, you know, the quote unquote tolerant left. And it was just absolutely unbelievable to just see just such a group of people that are obstructing. When I first got down there, I had a VIP ticket. So that guaranteed me into a different entry point than the general public. But the general public that didn't have tickets obviously got there early. But protesters got there earlier. So there was literally probably 2,000-3,000 protesters that were there blocking the general public from getting in. And the police did nothing about it. So pretty much if you didn't have a ticket to get in, even if you got there at 12 o'clock midnight to see our commander-in-chief Donald Trump being sworn in, you were not getting into the inauguration because Black Lives Matter, and the all those organizations were blocking everything and nobody was getting in. It was really, really sad. I mean, there was Trump supporters there, black, white, Spanish, all different races, colors, and creeds that were crying because they're like, look, we got here at 12 o'clock midnight and there is no getting in because of all these Black Lives Matter protesters and women protesters aren't letting us into the inauguration. Sad.
And Trump, I've looked at the numbers, was clearly the biggest inauguration ever, both viewed and there. And as you said, a good 30% never got in. I was there and it was still jam-packed. And then the media lies and shows an image from when they first opened the gates and people were coming in. I mean, and they're still saying that's the real final image, even though CNN's own gigapixel shows the truth.
It was so packed that even people that had VIP tickets, if you didn't get there 3 hours early, the gates were closed.
Well, that was the thing. I had one of the VIP tickets right up at the very front, and Stone showed up like 30 minutes before at the VIP entrance. Well, we couldn't even get through all the people, and he was with his wife and stuff, so he was like 100 yards away. I said, forget it. I climbed over folks and went to the front. Then you couldn't even see because Trump was like right up above me, so then I went back a little bit to be able to see it. It was just wall to wall, but they had to keep walking space open. So they on the news, they go, look, there's open spaces. But everybody was like crammed in together. Women were sitting on their husbands' laps. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible. And that's not even to mention the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that were trying to get into the city, but the city was gridlocked.
Oh, that's what also I saw. Just where I came out of, of the condo that I rented, that I guess where Ted Cruz lives, he was like right next to me the day I left. He comes out where he lives with his stuff right there with his assistant. Bizarre world, a small world. And I'm waiting for to get my tickets for my crew at some moment, and I'm with my security guys out there. And they're beating women up 200 yards away. And then there's people with lunch boxes just walking to work. TMZ caught this, and people start attacking them. They're like, dude, I'm going to work, and they attack them. F you, man! Women, and they had women where women would hit you, hoping, and it came out in the WikiLeaks, this is what they do, so you hit them back. And they say, oh, look, they're hitting women. I mean, they're really sophisticated. And this isn't even at the entrance. This is like up the street. Like, he's like, I'm not going in there. I'm going to that building. It was a construction worker. They were building a bill, and they're like, F you, white male, and he just, like, hits her right back in the face. And, I mean, what are you supposed to do at a certain point? You're a construction worker. Someone's attacking you, doesn't even know you, screaming you're an effing white male, and it's a white woman. These are crazy people. I mean, usually you get mad at somebody that at least did something to you. Oh, there's a construction worker with a lunchbox. Let's beat him up.
Yeah, and I had talked to a couple of the police officers that were there, and they said, listen, We were told by our commander in chief to stand down.
That's right, because Obama, the president runs the D.C. police.
Yes, he runs them. I mean, it's just they were ordered. Police officers said, "Look, there's nothing that we could do." And the only thing that they could really do was the place where that really really got violent. The place that really really got violent was literally surrounded by dump trucks and police officers that couldn't do anything. They seen someone getting beat up. They couldn't do anything because the commander in chief gave them specific orders. Stand.
Women would go to them bleeding and they'd say, we're sorry. The president ordered the police chief to do nothing. I don't care. Those are illegal orders.
It's unbelievable.
And by the way, I'm not just saying that. I went into those guys and then only then would the police stop. I did it three times and I did it on purpose. Okay. When I found out the cops, I said, that's it. I'm going in. You want to fight? Let's get one. Now I did have, I'll do this normally, but I did have like, I shouldn't even say the people I had with me. The point is, you couldn't make this up. And, I mean, one guy was, like, throwing six people with each hand. And it was just ridiculous. But they were trying to – then the cops had to come and stop. Then they arrested a bunch of them, only because they hit some of the cops, though.
Yeah. It was unreal. Unreal.
Well, we both experienced the same situation. What else happened in and around? Because I know all of it didn't get caught on tape. I'd imagine if somebody else caught you doing that, what else happened?
Well, this is pretty much, and this just kind of piggybacks what I was saying about regards to the Black Lives Matter group. Now, Black Lives Matter group was out there, and they were beating up everybody, okay? It doesn't matter if you were
black. By the way, did you notice Black Lives Matter, like, was 90% white?
Well, yeah. I mean, liberals. It's white liberals. I mean, it's white liberals that are running it. I mean, it's white liberals that are running it. I mean, if you are a straight, white, conservative male, you are at the butt and the bottom of everybody else's problems. For the transgenders, for the gays, for the blacks, for the liberal whites, everybody's problem. Okay.
And meanwhile, white males got kids getting the flu, paying bills. We're just the same.
Just the same, and the Black Lives Matter. What I seen there is the liberal movement. It didn't matter if you were Hispanic. It didn't matter if you were black. It didn't matter if you were gay. It didn't matter. If you were a Donald Trump fan, if you were a Donald Trump supporter, you had to be very, 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 very careful. Stay very, very close to the police. And I even had a couple situations where I almost got hit. I mean, it was really, it was very, very scary. And I'm a black man, that didn't come from much of anything, grew up in a conservative household. And I love my fellow Americans. I love my fellow black Americans, white Americans, Latino Americans. Everybody, I love America, but it's just really sad to see that the liberal movement was there to literally take anybody under that didn't believe the way they believed.
Well, I know you're obviously a successful salesman and a business consultant and everything else, but we need to talk. I tend to want to get you to move here for a while, but then send you out on missions. I want to talk about hiring you, Kevin.
Absolutely. I think that would be a phenomenal opportunity for me. I have a lot of political aspirations as well. And I just have a way of it, when I speak to people, okay? Now there's obviously that 2% that aren't going to.
Oh, I know. I love this condescension because, like, last week I said, man, this guy's incredibly well spoken. And I saw some comment later, oh, the black guy's well spoken. And I'm like, no, better spoken than me for his age. That's what I mean. Like, he's really smart. Like, let me give somebody a comment, a compliment. That's that liberal condescension, man. I'm so sick of it. I mean, if you were a white guy that had these same ideas, I'd be saying, I want to hire you, like Owen Schroyer. I don't care what color you are. You want freedom. You want to take action. You've got courage. That's who we want.
Exactly. And I think even for me, and I have a way, and I think that black males, and like Donald Trump said, before he even ran for president several years back, he said, you know, he's like, being a black male, you have just as much or more opportunities as anybody else being a well-spoken, educated black male than anybody else. And he was true. I mean, black males, young black men have so much potential. And you know,
the globalists brand it through MTV. It is a conspiracy for the whole thug culture, which whites and everybody else are into, too. And then you get yourself in a culture where then you can't be successful on purpose. The left wants to handicap you, all of us, into a thug culture so that, in fact, I'll say this, black males that are well-spoken and patriotic are at a premium. You'll actually, corporations everywhere, everybody wants you. Everybody wants you.
It's absolutely unreal. You know, and I think that what people need to realize is it's the left, you know, I mean, and it's just so sad because me reaching out and just talking about some people, and I see even Owen Schroyer, you know, I look forward to meeting him in the future, and I see a lot of his messages, people shut him out, white male, and these are other white people saying it, white male, we're not going to listen to you, racist white male. Well, what about me? There's nothing you can say.
I can't wait till you guys are tag teaming them. But I love the way you were just instantly deprogramming folks out there. Because again, it doesn't compute for them. It's so ridiculous. And listen, I want you to hit them on the abortion issue, too. That's the big issue.
I'm ready. And listen, I just want to say this, too, about the abortion issues. I have a picture on my Facebook. I captioned it, chewing them up and spitting them out. It was these pro-abortionists were in front of the Supreme Court. And she was talking about, you know, you don't have a fetus. And I said, the majority of women that are getting abortions, okay, the majority, okay, are African-American women, especially in the African-American community. And I talked to a lot of those women. And what you got to understand is, in the African-American community, 75, okay, and I talked to a lot of women. I said, you know what? I said, why would you feel the need to abort your child? They said, listen, because the father, there's no father. I don't have any help. I don't have any resources. Because the left makes them feel like they have no resources as an African-American woman. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, there's all the Margaret Sanger plans. It's all the documents. And I just want to reach out to everybody and say, you know, this plan is for everybody. A lot of people that are, you know, the problem with all the left racist stuff is making some of my people start that weren't racist start getting like that. I don't want to tell them. Everybody's getting targeted with this, okay? That's the way the universe works. You can't sit there and write some other group off because they're humans too. It's not another group. It's you. You can't write them off and then you're going to make it. You're not going to make it. And that's the globalist biggest lie. They think they can do all this bad stuff to us. It doesn't happen to them. They're totally delusional.
And absolutely. You know, I totally agree exactly what you're saying. I mean, I think if there's a way. I mean, I think even for me being, you know, a young conservative, African-American person. I have lots of followers on Facebook. If everybody watching my Facebook, in the top link, it's kevinmartin.info. So this right here is my personal page, but then you can go to my business page. I have 22,000. So if you type in kevinmartin.info in the search bar, it will bring up my public figure page, too.
Yeah, well, you sound perfect. You know what I'd like you to do here? I'll just start talking about the operation here. I'd like to be a reporter, but I'd also like to be a part of the sales team, marketing, everything. I could tell. It's awesome. And let me tell you something. Look at Paul Watson. I saw him 16 years ago, and I said, you're talented. Boom. Now look at him. He's international sensation. I'm not bragging. I mean, he's as big as Milo. He didn't even go out in public. I mean, he's in fact going to be big. I mean, he's big, huge. And I'm not bragging. I know talent when I see it. We just broke the Joe Rogan podcast record, okay, after 8 years when I went on. And I'm not bragging about me. I'm looking for the stars. Because a lot of people that are in this are egomaniacs. I'm not. I want people that will surpass me. And I think in 5-10 years, you can surpass me. I think Watson will surpass me. And that's my goal, is that I want to be able to drift off into the oblivion within 10 years and just see these generals that came from privates destroying the globalists. Let's come back on the other side, my friend. This is exciting. Kevin Martin, kevinmartin.info. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. We're recruiting soldiers. Are you ready to fight? It's an InfoWar, a war on for your mind.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA, or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821. 800-676-0821.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
No!
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness, poor white people. Please, oh my, stop.
Again, we show this just like I've shown the KKK in Alabama beating innocent black people trying to vote. just like I protested the Klan at least 15 times until I started getting death threats so bad I just quit. I don't say that to prove myself. It's the truth. I see that type of oppression. I get out there and do something. And I see mainly crazy white people, but it's some blacks and Hispanics attacking just random, like, old people. Turns out usually it's like some Democrat. They just drag out of their car and beat them up. Larry King's a liberal. They tried to drag him out of his car, tore it all up, tried to burn it. To Larry King, man, you tried to kill him for what? Because he's an effing white male. They have become... The KKK wasn't this open and aggressive after the 40s. I mean, they kind of creeped around and did stuff after that. I mean, some stuff happened in the 50s and 60s that was with police backing. But, man, I look at this, and it's just, and I listen to Martin Luther King, who I admire, and this all makes perfect sense. And I hear this, and I just ask myself, what are we supposed to do? And, you know, I know so many Trump supporters. And let me tell you, I'm very proud of the fact, no matter what color they are, they see right through this, and it's made them be less racist. Because, I mean, growing up, I've heard very little racist stuff, but I know there's not so much racism. There's more of being scared of other people. But, hell, you get invited to some country club, there's a bunch of weird mummies in there. You get kind of weird getting around a bunch of hoity-toities, you know? Everybody has to get used to that. You move into some nice neighborhood. The neighbors always come after you if you're young. I try to move into a nice area just for security with a gate. You always get some of the old folks like you. Other ones are like, you look young. What are you doing here? You can't park your car in the street. Oh, but you're allowed to. Well, I don't care. I'm going to sue you. You know, and a minority person gets around some old white people and thinks, man, they don't like me. Hey, they don't like anybody. It's like Thurston Howell III or something. The point is that we're rebuilding this country. And if you get around Trump people, I'm going to go back to our guest here in a moment. Their biggest victory was saying the Tea Party was racist when it was started by Ron Paul's anti-war libertarian movement. It was started in 2006 or so. I was at the first events here in Austin and in Boston. And then the Republicans picked it up because it was anti-establishment. They kind of took it over partially, but instead it took them over. And that's what Trump rode in on. And now he's making good. And their biggest victory, though, was saying minorities aren't allowed. It's racist. Don't go to a Tea Party event. That's why they keep pushing this race narrative now, because it worked 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Don't go to a Tea Party meeting. There's racists there. But now, because of Trump, he broke all that. And I mean, I was at Trump rallies where I was looking around. I was like, black people are like 13% of the population. It's like 40% of people here are African American. And I'm like, whoa. And then I had my own Trump rally, and it was like a third Hispanic and then the other third black folks. It was like all evenly divided. I'm sad to say there weren't but a few Asian folks there. I guess they're too busy trying to just work, make money or whatever. It's not a stereotype. It's true. So all this is going on, and it's scaring them, folks. It's scaring them because it's well known that he got awards from Jesse Jackson and people that he didn't care whether you were gay, black, white, whatever. You did your job. You showed up. You were charming. He put you in. There have been people in the Trump organization that started as literal clerks that have moved to the top and making millions of dollars a year. And that's the point. Trump is a people person. And I know even inside baseball from little birds about Trump. I'm just going to leave it right there. But Trump really, and this sounds patronizing, but it's true. He won't say it himself. He said it recently. He goes, black people just have some great spirit. And it's not patronizing. It's true. Humans all have great spirits. But everybody, I mean, look at Jimi Hendrix, any of it. Trump really likes African-Americans, genuinely. And that shines through. And black people may get manipulated by the MSM like everybody does. But at a gut level, they know who really is shooting them straight. And they know Trump's for real. That's why much larger numbers we know actually voted for Trump. Hillary stole 5 states. They skewed numbers everywhere, according to Beth Harris, a liberal. They don't want those big numbers. They don't want black folks to know they're not alone. They voted for Trump. So let's talk about that. How big you think the numbers really are? Comment on anything else I just said, my friend, because this is just a big time. And Kevin, your spirit is so strong. I feel like it's the same spirit I've got, the same spirit Trump's got. It's the spirit of God wanting us to have justice.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off of what you said there, Alex, I mean, I was at a lot of the Trump rallies, and there's actually a video that I kind of want to get over to. I think you'd really like it. I shot it live, and there was blacks, whites, veterans, police officers, just to show the diversity at this rally. But I spoke to...
And did you feel welcome there? I mean, how nice were folks?
Oh, absolutely.
Trump events are like love fest.
I mean, it's amazing because I could literally, if somebody was at a Trump rally, there was somebody at a Trump rally and he stood up and he held up his hand and he said it was a young African American. I wish I could have got it on. He said, hey, listen, I've been looking for a job. Is there someone that's able to help me out? Right. He literally, there were people surrounding him, giving him business cards, lawyers, car, you know, everybody there did something. Everybody had a career. Everybody.
And Trump has said in the speech, we've got to hire everybody. We've got to come together.
Yes, and exactly. But you won't see that on CNN. You won't see that on CNN. Nobody's going to cover stuff like that.
Wow, you have footage of that? That's powerful. You have footage of that?
No, I don't. He just stood up and.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, I wish you had it. Yeah.
I wish I had. I mean, and even for.
No, but that's the kind of stuff I saw. And it's because people aren't trying to be like fake liberals, prove that they're, you know, moral signal. They want to fix stuff, man. We're tired of it.
Yeah, and I think, and everybody, I mean, and you think about it, even for me, I'm adopted, okay? I'm adopted to a Caucasian family. Now, the reason why I say that is because the only families that are adopting little black boys and girls are Caucasian families. They're the only ones. You go to adoption court, it's nothing but white families. White families are the only families that are adopting, fostering and adopting little black boys and girls. The only ones.
And leftists would say they're rather you dead. There's major leftist movements to not let whites adopt black folks.
Well, yeah, that's the way they think. They think, well, you're just going to raise them up and you're going to teach them. See, I wasn't taught that you're better than me because you're white, or I'm a victim because I'm black. I wasn't taught that. Okay. So a lot of people tell me, oh, you think you're white. You're trying to be white. You wish you're white. No, listen, I'm American. I'm a proud African American man that has friends.
You're taking the birthright of the Christian Republic that anybody can have who wants it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And what is it about an inheritance? You have to take it. That's what I tell Hispanic folks who, by the way, I'm not condescending. I tell them, but they seem to be the most awake group I see, even in Texas, compared to white folks. And I talk to them and I say, listen, you're the majority. You're going to be the supermajority. Just adopt private property, wealth, America. It's perfect. Just don't let them steal this birthright. They're trying to convince you that it's a white thing to own property or be successful. No, I'm not putting white people down. White people are great folks. But a lot of them, because they did end up having generational wealth, are spoiled, rotten brats now. And so the bottom line is, the only problem with America is the paradox. If we produce so much wealth, it spoils our kids. How do we handle that?
But in regards to the wealth, you said?
Well, sure. I mean, a free society produces so much wealth that then it ends up producing in a cycle down the road decadence in the children and grandkids. How do we get around that paradox that freedom produces so much wealth that people then don't appreciate it?
Well, this is the biggest thing that I think. I think it's imperative that we get conservative leaders in office, Senate, Congress, mayors, governors. I think it's very, very important that we get leaders, you know, especially within. And like I said, you know, I inspire young millennials to be involved. You know, I talk to other young millennials, you know, doesn't matter whether I'm McDonald's or I'm at Denny's or I'm at Starbucks or wherever. I like someone like, listen, I love your politics. Why don't you go ahead and run for something? I'll help you on your campaign, because we are the people that are going to be running stuff. When the generation now is in their graves, we're going to be running things, and it's imperative that we do things, and we do things now and fight for our conservative.
That's
values.
Right.
And I'm ready to
fight. Let's say it. Black folks started standing up for themselves. White abolitionist Christians stood up all over the world. Slavery was dialed back, except in some Muslim countries today, by Europeans. Not saying we're perfect. We did bad things. We owned up to it through the Christian ethos. We backed it down. We shrunk it. We stopped it. We're trying to be good. Doesn't mean we can't be evil. Humans are all humans. But the fact is, whites under prosperity didn't have kids. So the truth is, whites will be a super small minority in just 20, 30 years. And when I'm seeing from white people across the board is, the issue is we did this because we're Christians. We did this because we wanted to grow. Our system got hijacked by globalists to build a world government. They took our goodwill, used it to take over the planet. We're now trying to reverse that with everybody who's been part of this country from its start, not just white people. And those black folks right there going across the frozen, you know, river into Trenton with George Washington. And the point is that this is about a spirit, and it's about a culture, and it's about freedom, and it's about It's about nurture. It's not about nature. Humans are all what we are. It is about nurture. And it is about what we do and what we stand for that moves into the future. And we can prove them wrong. But I tell you, they are desperately hitting the racism button, panicked. And it is panic. People say, well, they're flailing. It's discrediting them. Why are they doing it? Because they've not lost in a long time. And I think they're really going to try some stuff, very dangerous things. Kevin Martin, what do you think in your gut is going to happen in the future with Trump?
Well, I have different thoughts of what's going to happen in the future with Trump. But I think the more he reaches out to people and the more people start coming around and coming together, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Donald Trump's meeting with the African-American body there to kick off Black History Month. There were so many African-Americans that shared that and said, wow, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Now, there was a 2% that said, oh, you know, he's a racist and he was just doing that to try to pander to Black people. But that 2%, they're going to be in their graves within the next couple. They're going to be a statistic anyway. You get what I'm saying? They're going to be a statistic anyway. But anyway, the people that are actually coming around, I think it's going to be imperative that congressmen, senators, governors, mayors, and people back Donald Trump. We need to back him. We need to support him. Donald Trump needs support. And I think the more that we support him, we are going to kind of bring more of a security apparatus around him, around his entourage, and around the conservative movement. And the left, they see that, okay? And what we're doing is we are abolishing that race car. And I mean, I've even considered one day, maybe running for Congress. I'm not sure. Maybe running for Congress. Who knows? But this is what needs to happen. Black Lives Matter needs to be is a terrorist organization and needs to be treated as such.
Andre, you should run for Congress, but I really think you should go out in the information war and take a bunch of scalps and just build up the legend and then do it.
Yeah, and exactly. And I exactly agree with what you're saying. And that's why I would definitely consider, I definitely want to be on board with InfoWars. I mean, I have my
Facebook. Oh, listen, don't worry. Right, I'm going to tell Rob to call and get a plane ticket down here. I want to get you down here next week. I want to talk about it. As soon as you people hear I'm giving you an offer, you'll get a bunch of BS offers. But if somebody gives you a bigger one, I always tell my reporters, if somebody works here a couple of years and Fox News gives them an offer, that didn't happen to anybody yet. I think it's almost happened to Watson and me. Then go do it. I don't care. I want to defeat the New World Order. I could care less. You know, at the end of the day, about it being about Alex Jones. I want to win. I want to defeat the New World Order. I want to deliver prosperity. I want to deliver a nation where people love God because of the providence, not because some Amen. Fake preacher told them.
And together, and what you're saying there, I think together we can do that. I mean, and you think of that video. I mean, that video is up to about 60 million views on Facebook. And
your
it's
video.
Absolutely phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. I think,
Look, you're a rock star. And let me tell you why. Because you have passion. You have a strong spirit of sincerity, and they weren't able to get you when you were young and brainwash you and turn you into a failure. You went through adversity, and it made you stronger. And so I'm very excited, Kevin. I'm going to ask Rob Dew, if you've got time, our news director, to call you in the next 10 minutes. Let's not screw around. Let's get you on an airplane here right now so that we can direct in first class. It's a symbol of my respect for the work he's doing, and my belief that we're going to move to the next level. Thank you so much, and God bless you, my friend.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. I just want to say thank you, for having me on the show, and for everybody that's watching of every stripe, and especially to my young African-American brothers out there. You know within your heart that you can be anything that you want to be, and just remember, you know, it's the thought that counts, and whatever your mind can accomplish,
it's the heart.
In your hands.
It's the spirit. It's the intent. God judges the heart.
The easiest way to bring something into your life and to bring health and wealth and prosperity is to imagine it's already there. God bless you.
And when you have the platform to do it, God bless you, Kevin. We'll see you next week here in studio. Okay, they're telling me, go to break, even if you're skipping the break. And we've got to get to this Pizzagate piece with Joe Rogan. We're going to play it. But I've got to just add here, we don't fly around first class most of the time. The crew has to sit and coach and crappy everything. We don't have enough money. What I'm saying is I just want to honor this is an important person. And we need to celebrate the spirit of humanity. All of you are important. It's true. And so all I'm saying is we need your financial support. Man, there's hundreds of other beautiful souls like this out there that can reach billions of people. And I'm telling you, it's providence. These people come along. I see who they are. I know. And I need your prayers, folks. And this is spiritual. The enemy is spiritual. Okay? Trump knows this. God's on our side. But I need you to go buy Stone's book. I need you to go buy DNA for us. I need you to get the air filters and water filters. You need them anyways. Everything I sell is something you need. I won't do something if it's something you don't need. That's how I am. It's just common sense. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. But please support us. We can hire Kevin Martin and, you know, pay him a decent salary so he can live decent, take care of himself, and be stronger, and help reach so many people. And other crew I want to hire. And other things I want to do. It's just so beautiful. And I want to thank you all for supporting us and buying the products over the years. Because InfoWars is what you built. That's why it's not sick, because I get you love me. I love you, too. When you call and start gushing and thanking me, it's and families in the airport, just people everywhere of every race, color, and creed. But it's you. It's you. Everybody's been waiting for you. And you've woke up. You've taken action. Some of you 50 years ago. Some of you 10 years ago. Some of you 5 minutes ago. It doesn't matter. This is a beautiful thing. This is real. This is sincere. Test the spirit in your heart. It's real. Now let's get into some really dark areas with Joe Rogan and the Pizzagate, all the new developments here in this.
The stars have aligned. The prophecy has come true. Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo together on episode 911. This is episode 911 of the podcast.
Just kidding.
You're in deep with the Trump administration.
Well, I've had Trump on and I talked to him some, but I mean, really.
He's your buddy.
Really, it's just that we're covering the resurgence of America, what made the country great, lower taxes, empowering the people, bringing people together. The opposite of what MSM said. What's happening is mainstream media is literally almost dead. It's collapsing. I mean, look at you. I mean, I remember having dinner with you like 6-7 years ago, and you're like, yeah, we got 1 million downloads a week. Now it's 90 million or whatever it is a month, and 20 million on YouTube. And for InfoWars, it's similar numbers. It's a good week's 40 million. We've had as many as 85 million people listen on radio and tune into videos in 1 week. That was election week, but our normal is 40-something million. It's just crazy. How can they compete with that? They're still delusional. The average CNN show is like a million broadcasting to geriatric homes. You know where you see Fox News and CNN and nursing homes? You know what you see with kids 10 years old up to college and beyond? It's the Joe Rogan Experience. And it's InfoWars. And it's all these other folks. It's amazing.
If the ability to get your work out gets to more people, it's better. It's better if anybody can do like these YouTube stars.
And it lets more competition in.
Yeah, like these new YouTube stars. Like all they have to do is get stand in front of a camera. This is zero production value. They don't have. I mean, if you got a camera, you got an internet connection, you could have a YouTube show. People find you interesting. All of a sudden, you've got millions and millions of subscribers.
And I mean, Eddie was bringing up this fact for your audience up front. A lot of MSM lies and says I'm this big right wing guy, but you guys know that I was really against George W. Bush and all
the
wars.
Yeah, you were arrested early on in the Bush administration. I remember when we first became friends in 1999, we were running around the White House or the state capitol lawn,
Texas,
with George Bush Jr. and Senior masks on, and you were always against the Bush administration.
Sure, but that's why I supported Trump. Is the entire power structure, the media, the Vatican, the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians all put money in and said, stop him, and then lied that the Russians were giving him money with no proof. And so the issue is he's simply trying to actually be president and not have special interest in there running him, and that's why the whole power structure is against Trump. So Eddie was asking before he went live, well, how is it you're this outside guy against the establishment, but now you're for it? No, Trump's trying to create a beachhead, just to explain it, to try to take the country back and actually devolve power back to the states and back to the people. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but notice the stock market went up $1.2 trillion, just in the last month or so, because a lot of institutional investors and others understand with Trump, he's trying to create real prosperity, not a bunch of social engineering. And I'm not here to pitch Trump to people. The issue is that there were major intelligence agencies and patriots in the government who were sick of what was happening and were sick of Hillary and Obama backing jihadist groups and other things. And so they're rolling those groups up right now. They really are standing up against them. And this is a historic moment, and so there's been a counter coup through the electoral process in our country, and that's what WikiLeaks was. That wasn't the Russians. That was U.S. intelligence agencies. I have NYPD telling me before the election, like a month before, yes, we're investigating Wiener child porn photos.
Go back to that, please. I want to see
not just of kids out on the internet, but kids he's communicating with, and their parents are basically letting them communicate with him. So I'm told this by NYPD detectives. I mean, the Secret Service gave me information about how Hillary was collapsing all the time. Remember, we reported that, and then it got caught on tape. So all this stuff goes on and on and on. And so I'm not saying half the people or 90% of them, you know, are guilty or innocent in all this. All I know is we start covering it, start asking questions. They then divert off into somebody on a 4chan forum pointing out there was some email about a meeting at some pizza place in D.C. where top Democrats go. They then turn the whole thing into I'm blaming some pizza place. I'm sending shooters in to shoot people at a pizza place. Make up all this crazy ass crap when I never even said any of that. And then you go back to me 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I said the police have told me they're investigating Wiener for pedophilia and child porn when it was not in the news. Now notice it's in the news. What I'm saying is,
okay.
I got this from police.
Child porn charges possible for Anthony Weiner.
But I'm on record months ago. I'm on record months ago saying that that's the case because I had those sources. And so the government, good elements of the government know what's really going on. So the media then misrepresented and said, oh, look at 4chan. They're talking about a thing called Pizzagate and some pizza place in D.C. And the media looks at it and says, oh, Alex Jones is claiming all this bad stuff's happening at this pizza place. I'm like, what is this? So they divert to some probably innocent pizza place to distract off of all the emails that the New York police have and the FBI have that's just this monstrous reported pedophile network. So to discredit that, they go create a fake story hoping we jump on it to then divert over to that story. And then once we're on that, it diverts everybody off from Anthony Weiner.
What?
Which you go right to the key points that, okay,
that's a big one.
Barney Frank, who got caught running a underage male prostitute ring in the 90s out of his three-story townhouse.
See, I thought it was just a male prostitute thing. I didn't know.
No,
they were
somewhere underage.
Somewhere underage.
And then, but listen, because
I was with him all up to age 19 plus or whatever.
Sure, but then what happened is he goes on C-SPAN on the House floor and says, if you continue to investigate this, I'm going to expose half of you that are involved in this, that everybody who's involved in it ever comes out will be destroyed, so that binds them all to the secrecy.
So that's where child pornography comes in, and that's where pedophilia comes in?
That's where you get so many of the elite being into it. But just as you said, you have the Republican establishment trying to get Hastert out of nowhere as a wrestling coach to run for office. Then, reportedly, he's the procurer, just like Penn State, and just like they had the
Sandusky.
Yeah. Sandusky and the underage, you know, kids they were, quote, mentoring, getting farmed out to supposedly big donors.
What's so crazy is we're talking about two very specific cases, right? Two very different cases. But what's crazy is they're both real. It's both real. 100% Sandusky, who is a very respected man in the community, did a lot of charity work with young, disenfranchised children, and was molesting them at the same time, and was super respected in the community. And he was the right-hand man to Joe Paterno. So that whole thing just fell apart.
And the headquarters from our research of the pedophilia is like Pennsylvania.
Right. So it's true that Hastert's in jail. It's true that Hastert is a known pedophile that a judge called a serial pedophile, right?
Yes.
That's true. It's 100%. It's true that Podesta was friends with Hastert. That's 100%, right?
Yes.
And then all this other stuff now becomes odd. Doesn't it become odd? But if you say it's odd, if you look at it, this Ben Swan guy with this, what I thought was, he was just kind of expressing what is weird about this case. Moron and
brutal. Well, listen, I got the same thing, but that's what I'm saying. They build a straw man.
Right.
So imagine thousands of emails come out with them talking about, we'll have the kids ready 6, 7, and 8 in the hot tub at this time, and they're. You know,
I didn't see anything like that.
Oh, it gets really crazy.
Where did it say that? The whole thing is so bizarre.
It's like we're gonna have the kids delivered for entertainment. They'll be in the hot tub. Now these are great kids, but kids can be kids.
What does this see, Jamie? It says we plan to heat the pool so possibly Bonnie will be Uber service to transport Ruby Emerson and Maeve Luzzatto, 11, 9, and almost 7. So you'll have some further entertainment. And they will be in that pool for sure. What in the...
That's only one of them.
And that's a real confirmed email,
yes,
right?
Yeah, I got a horrible lighting, though, Joe. It's almost a conspiracy.
Thank you for listening to
but Joe has great lighting. And I mean, it looks like I have like a serial killer with a light on top of my head.
Today.
I guess I'm just really ugly. We'll be back. I don't care anymore.